My next guest has had a pretty extraordinary career trajectory, an arc that leads from law school in Bathurst to dance studies in Perth, a park bench in a Paris winter, and now Israel. Wiradjuri man Joel Bray is a dancer and choreographer who learnt his craft at NASDA, the Aboriginal and Islander Dance College, now based at Gosford on the New South Wales Central Coast. He's choreographed a piece for NASDA's end-of-season show, Kamu, which is being performed at Carriage Works in Sydney from the 25th to the 28th of November. It's called Augury, and as Joel says, the starting point was this idea so prevalent in Aboriginal culture of birds as messengers from the sky, bearing omens or signs foretelling the future.
Well, I always start my processes totally from a blank sheet of paper. So I walked into the room with the dancers that I had in the room and just started chatting. And this kookaburra started laughing outside the window, and that got us talking about birds and when birds arrive on the scene, what that means and what that means for different mobs. So someone mentioned that the kookaburra means someone's going to get pregnant. And then someone else started talking about owls, meaning someone's going to die. And we got talking about that. And that was the initiation of the process. We started playing with how birds move and flocking. It's a real luxury to be able to work with such a large group of dancers, because normally in a tight, you know, budgets, you can only work with a few dancers. So we got to really play with that kind of mass movement of bodies flocking together like birds playing. And that was the launching point. And from there, we really built the work together, totally collaborative process. The dancers brought their own stories and their own movement material, and we just kind of wove those together.
Augury, well, what you've uncovered actually, and I didn't know this either, the word augury actually, well, tell us about the etymology, I guess, of the word augury.
Yeah, so we use it all the time, don't we? We say, oh, you know, you wake up in the morning and there's dark clouds and you say, oh, that doesn't augur well, it's going to be a bad day. But augury was the ancient Roman practice of divining the future from the flight of birds. They actually used to, like, the Roman legions used to take ducks with them in special cages and then throw the ducks out when they needed to make a decision, like when to attack or when to retreat, and watch how the birds flew, and that was how they would make their decision. And once you know, it was like going down the rabbit hole. Once I started exploring this, this pops up in all cultures all throughout history, including our own here in Australia, where birds or the flight of birds, I guess because they're random, it's something you don't have any control over, so you read into it what might happen in the future. Well, I actually started, I mean, it's a bit geeky, but I actually started dancing because of this. I was at law school and terribly miserable. And I went on a conference, and then one morning I woke up, it was early, and I walked out. It was up in Bathurst, which is interesting because it was back on country. And I walked up and I saw this, there was this one lone tree on a hill with no leaves on it. And there must have been half a dozen birds just flying around, and it didn't seem to have any purpose to it. They weren't mating, they weren't feeding. It was just for pure play. And I'd been thinking about maybe dancing. I'd been thinking about going to NASDA. And that was the clincher moment for me, like watching these birds just play, just move in this three-dimensional space. And I was a bit like, yeah, I think that's what I want to do.
So from NASDA, where did your career trajectory is really interesting. I mean, now you're based in Israel. But what happened after you went from NASDA to WAPA over in Perth?
Perth, yeah.
And what you studied, continued your dance studies there?
Yeah, that was amazing. That's, I mean, probably the best course in the country. It was brutal. You know, there were these amazing dancers who've been dancing since they were knee-high to a grasshopper, and I was an adult beginner. I didn't start until I was 20. So that was kind of getting thrown into the deep end, and lots of tears and lots of sweat, but it was totally worth it. And then I knew really strongly that I wanted to go abroad, that I wanted to go and see what was happening in Europe, because that's really the hot house for, they're at the cutting edge over there with what's happening in dance. So I just basically got on the next plane, didn't really have a plan, and just started roaming around until I found a job.
Really?
Yeah.
People do that.
Well, crazy people. I was broke. I was like, there were some nights where I was sleeping on park benches in Paris and stuff in the middle of winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, from those park benches in Paris in winter?
Got a job in Portugal in a small country, in this little village in the middle of nowhere. It was a really tough experience, but it was my first job on the ladder. And I think the point of being there was that I met my partner there, this beautiful Israeli boy, also a dancer. And he's my partner in life, and also we're partners in creation. We've started our own kind of company together. And then once we wrapped up that contract, we kind of like, well, what are we going to do? And he was like, oh, well, let's go back to Israel until we figure out what we're going to do. So I thought I was going for a couple of weeks holiday. That was 8 years ago. I'm still there.
Now, we were talking off air and you mentioned that there was a time where you were living in Jerusalem, but now you're in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Describe what it's like. You're a long way from home, but it sounds like you're a bit of a, you describe yourself as a bit of a nomad. But I mean, Tel Aviv, of all places to find yourself.
I know. I mean, before I moved there, I would have been hard pushed to point out where Israel was, you know. It never occurred to me. But I've fallen in love with the place. It's pretty amazing. They're mad, the whole bunch of them. The Jews, Arabs and Christians, they're all mad there. But there's this kind of alive, buzzing energy there that infuses everything. Infuses the food. It's a real Mediterranean culture, late night, like real party scene, lots and lots of culture. Like what sport is in Australia, culture is there. So people on the bus are talking about what they saw at the theater or the dance they saw the day before in the way that we talk about what happened, you know, on the weekend's matches or whatever. And for me, that's been amazing. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are really different, like worlds apart. Jerusalem has a very kind of heavy atmosphere. You really feel the conflict there because it's right on the, you know, it's disputed territory between the Palestinians and the Israelis, whereas Tel Aviv is a bit more of a bubble. It's super modern, super contemporary, a real hotspot for dance. I mean, you get a choice of two or three shows every night of dance throughout the year. It's kind of unbelievable. Not all of it's good, obviously, but there's this real kind of buzzing energy of dance there, and that's really exciting to be creating there because it always challenges you.
Now, of course, the show that you're choreographing, well, the piece that you're choreographing for NASDA's end of year season at Carriage Works. But I want to talk about something you did earlier this year, a project that took you right into the bush. It was called En Route. Tell us about this particular collaboration.
Yeah, so a very, very close friend of mine and an absolutely beautiful dancer, Bernadette Lewis, that I studied with her in Perth at WAPA. So myself, Oded, my partner, and Bernie, we were talking for a number of years about doing a collaboration together. And then we were really fortunate to be awarded a seed residency by Strut, which is funded by the WA Department of Culture. And we put in this pitch. I mean, it was pretty open-ended. We didn't really know how it would end out, that we were going to go hiking through country for a few days, tire ourselves out totally, talk, film ourselves, see what happens, and then just go straight into the studio and use that as the springboard for making a work. Now, we're total city kids. It was hilarious. I mean, probably like people who do this would go, oh, that was a really easy amble through, you know, through kind of country. But for us, it was like hiking the wilderness. We got just so tired. And then, but it was really fertile source for material. Because I guess normally when you start a process, the first thing you do is you walk into a studio. And that just that being in that space triggers a whole range of habits that you've been doing in studios all along. So it can kind of make it challenging to find something genuinely fresh and new. And so starting ourselves in a different physicality and being in direct relationship with the terrain. So we would explore things like how the body has to change its angle depending on the angle of the terrain. You know, you lean forward when you go uphill and you lean back when you go downhill, those kinds of things. So how can you take those kind of physicalities into the studio? And we found lots of things, like when the terrain is really rocky, you have to move really light in order to counteract the hardness of the surface. Or when the terrain is really soft, like sand, you have to work really hard. So there's this kind of constant contra between you and the terrain. And then trying to really remember in your own body what that feels like, and then go and recreate that on the flat, even surface of the studio or of the stage, that was the exploration.
Mm.
And it was really fun.
And from that kind of, I don't know, the atmosphere of being outdoors, which part of Western Australia were you in?
So we went down to the southwest tip, and we did a portion of the Cape to Cape, which is Cape Leeuwin to, can't remember the name of the other Cape, because we only did a small portion of it.
3 days.
Yeah, it normally takes 10 days, and we just did 3 days of it. We found the toughest 3 days we could find.
You did
find.
The City Kid version.
City Kid version, exactly. And yeah, there was all the stuff of the wind and carrying everything on your back and getting grumpy. A lot of the final result of the work was actually about our emotional responses to the suffering of it, and how the three of us responded really differently. And we created a series of short improvisations based on those emotional responses of like resisting or yielding to the suffering. Got us into a little bit of Zen Buddhism, reading up on that. It was interesting. It was really good.
There was a residency at Chunky Move in Melbourne. There is a residency. It was still current.
Chunky Move?
Yeah.
No, so the residency was in, that was in Perth, and I'm employed as a performer with Chunky Move on Complexity of Belonging, which is the work we did for the Melbourne Festival last year.
And tell us a little bit about that one, because where do you come at that? I mean, I haven't seen the performance, but I've seen some background footage. And I guess it talks about a whole range of experiences about belonging. Where do you come at that?
Well, it was really interesting. It was Anouk, who's the director, and she's from the Netherlands. And sorry, she's the choreographer and the director of the company. And Falk Richter, who is German and was the theatre director who came. So, and they were... The theme or the interest was the complexities of Australian identity. So you had these two total outsiders coming and engaging these nine Australian performers, and to kind of unfold and reveal all the different layers and complexities. Because often we talk about belonging or identity as a really, as a singular thing. I am Aboriginal. I am a woman, or I am. But actually, of course, we're all those different things all layered up, and they sometimes contradict. And I mean, mine was a really super complex one, you know, Aboriginal, but I look white. I grew up with my white family, so I have a lot of white cultural capital. I'm Christian. I live in Israel with a Jewish, you know, partner. I come from a really strong religious background, but I'm homosexual. So like all those complexities, that was fun. It was fun to kind of dig that up and just be really free and open. And the end work is a genuine combination of theatre and dance. So there's lots of text. There's lots of those kind of storytellings of your own autobiography coming through.
So I think you're on your way to Taiwan?
Yes, with this show.
With this show.
With the Complexity of Belonging, yeah.
Right. So it was performed last year at the Melbourne Festival.
Yes, followed by a European tour last summer. European summer.
And how did that go?
Amazing. Yeah. The European audiences really loved it. I think it would have been really fun to see a whole bunch of Australians get up there and talk with a great amount of humour and openness about their own culture. Standing ovations and packed houses. It was a blast. It was really amazing.
So after Taiwan, you'll go back to Israel, and then when will we see you again? How often do you come back to Australia?
It's such a movable feast. I'm going to head back to Israel. I'm continuing to make work. I guess the focus of the next year and a half is really going to be on the work I'm making with my partner, Humans in Motion, it's our company. So we've been commissioned to make a work in Albania that's going to go on a tour to Kosovo. I found out this morning. I'm very excited about that. And we're going to be going to France, and we have a residency in Switzerland for 3 months next year, and then we're going to make a work in London. So the next year is going to be a little bit more focused on making our own work together.
Your company, Humans in Motion.
Humans in Motion.
Yeah. Based in Tel Aviv.
Based in Tel Aviv.
And are you two the only people in the company?
Yeah, it's just us. And we've turned our living room into a studio.
So is dance life? Life is dance?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it and roll over in bed and answer emails. Like, you never leave the office.
Joel Bray, who's choreographed a piece called Augury for the end of season show for his old dance college, NASDA, which incidentally stands for National Aboriginal and Islander Skills Development Association. The show, Kamu, is being performed at Carriage Works in Sydney from the 25th until the 28th of November. You're on RN with me, Daniel Browning. Thanks for your company here on Away.